in the presence of a God who is always victorious. We worship and praise you. We magnify you, Lord, above mountains. We magnify you, Jesus, above ailment or sickness, God. We magnify you, Lord, through the lens and the eyes of faith. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you. Thank you, Lord. I don't think we necessarily needed the reminder, but just in case you did this morning, let His presence today be a reminder that this God is above it all. He is the authority over it all. Every sickness, every ailment, every disease, every situation, every trial, every storm, He is still the peace speaker. He is still the great physician. He is still above it all. He still has all power. He still has all authority. He still wins every battle. He is still the great I Am. Would you give Him a shout of praise? One that reflects His greatness, we praise. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus. And His Spirit is still moving today. Thankful for the presence of God. A reminder of just how close He is. In fact, our Connect class this morning, you could feel it as strong as you could feel it right here. We went around the room, we asked individuals, some who have been in our church for several years, some who are just now coming. We asked them why. What makes APC your home, or why is it special to you? A common theme that ran through was that the Spirit of God moves here. His Spirit moves freely here. And there's an abundance of the presence in the Spirit of God. I wonder if you're thankful for that today. If there's a fresh appreciation in your heart, would you just lift your hands and thank the Lord for the presence of God that's here today? We feel your assurance, Lord. We feel your hand on us. We feel your peace, God. We feel the power of the Holy Ghost here. We are not absent. Your presence, Lord, we're not deprived of your glory, but we thank you, Jesus. And we know that where His presence is, anything is possible. Anything can happen. I believe God wants to heal someone today. I believe God wants to heal someone in more ways than one, not just physically, but I believe God can heal emotionally, spiritually, mentally. God wants to do it in someone's life today. If you're a guest with us again, we are so thankful you're with us at Apostolic Pentecostal Church. That same healing and that same God is for you, for your family. You can leave healed today and whole. God's going to help us, and He's going to do it through the power of His Word. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Mark, chapter 2 and verse 13. Mark 2 and 13 reads, "Then he, Jesus, went out again by the sea. All the multitude came to Him, and He taught them. As He passed by, He saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax office. He said to him, 'Follow me.' So he arose and followed him. Now it happened as he was dining in Levi's house that many tax collectors and sinners also sat together with Jesus and his disciples." Jesus was a friend of sinners. He hung out with sinners. Thank you, Brother Jerry Dean, for reminding us. "For there were many," it says, "they followed him." There's a lot of broken people out there. And they're looking for someone to follow. "When the scribes and Pharisees saw him eating with the tax collectors and sinners, they said to his disciples, 'How is it that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners?' And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, 'Those who are well have no need of a physician, those who are sick. I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.' Likewise, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15 says, 'For we don't have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses or our infirmities, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.'" And this morning, these two passages and promises in mind, I want to preach to you from this title, "Welcome to the Hospital." I will give the disclaimer. This has nothing to do with COVID-19 or the coronavirus this morning. Instead, it has everything to do with the healing power and nature of God, because I believe God has set out to heal someone today. I believe God has set out to make someone whole in their spirit, in their life, and in their body. If you believe it, would you raise your hands with me? And can we pray in faith to that end right now? In the name of Jesus, we're asking and believing that by the time we leave here today, individuals on more levels than just one, on more than just the physical, God, and even the deepest recesses of their heart and mind are going to experience the healing power and nature of your presence, Lord, and of your spirit. We're believing today and we claim it in the name of Jesus, your healing. And we thank you in advance for every life touched. Would you clap your hands and thank the Lord before you're seated? We praise you. Hallelujah, Jesus. You can be seated. We were growing up, my siblings and I spent an unusual amount of time at various hospitals throughout the city. They could attest to this. It was for a variety of reasons, the main one being that my dad oversaw and he continues to oversee the hospital ministry team here at APC, and I'm thankful for that team. They do excellent work in visiting people in the hospital. I'm not just saying it because it's my dad, but I'm thankful for their ministry. So from time to time, though, Dad would take our entire family to go and to see both members of the church as well as people who did not attend but requested a visit anyway. And on one of those occasions, I remember visiting one of my favorite people on the planet, Sister Marcia Reaver. Brother Reaver knows exactly where I'm going with this. I was still a young lad. I had happened to bring my Bible with me that day. Our associate pastor was there, and being the kind and courteous son that he is, he asked me to read a portion of Scripture to encourage his dear mother in that hospital room. He told me to turn to Psalm 22, a psalm of encouragement, or so I thought. I began to read the heartfelt words of the psalmist, and I read aloud, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning?" Sister Reaver gasped. By the time I was finished reading that verse, Brother Reaver was cackling aloud. Yeah, his poor mother beside herself. It's just one of many memorable experiences I've had in a hospital room. I spent a lot of time in hospital. Visiting the sick, visiting my own family. You see, there were other times we'd visit the hospital in the off event that one of my siblings would injure themselves, they'd break an arm, or they'd break their hand running on the ice in the shell, or they'd drop a whole thing of concrete on their toe and break it, Brian, or they had their appendix removed in the shell, or they had a titanium rod put into their leg. That was me. There are other times, there's one, my dad had surgery on his leg, so we hung out at the hospital, and there was a stint where Mom had successive surgeries. We practically lived up at Mercy Hospital for weeks. We had that place mapped out. We knew all the shortcuts. We knew the wings of the hospital. We knew where the best waiting rooms were. We knew where we could find the free snacks and all the free vanilla pudding. We knew what they were serving at the cafeteria. We spent many a Taco Tuesday at the Mercy Cafe. I could tell you what was good on the menu, and I could also tell you what tastes like hospital food. Spent a lot of time at the hospital, and by virtue of that, I began to notice some similarities between this hospital I had come to know so well and the church that I've come to love so much. Now, every analogy breaks down at some point. We're not all wearing scrubs and operating x-ray machines, but in many ways, the church is comparable to the hospital, albeit on a spiritual level. See, they're both places of healing. Places of restoration. They're places where the broken, the sick, and the destitute can find mending, care, and compassion. In their most true and ideal sense, they are places where the deepest of wounds and scars are addressed. At the hospital, the physical needs of the wounded are mended, and even sometimes the emotional or the mental. In the church, we find spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical healing as well. In both places, we find gradual growth, health, and healing. And in both places, we find men and women ready to assist and to help with that growth, health, and healing. That's us today. We find caring hearts and a mindset to serve. We find an entire staff or members of a community that have a collective mission to see broken lives put back together again. And most importantly, we find a physician. We find one who is ready to address and to meet the needs of the infirmed and the ailed. And like I said, every analogy breaks down at some point, but Jesus himself said that he came as a physician to those who are sick. He didn't come to heal and call the righteous to repentance, but he came to heal the sinner and to call them to repentance. In like manner, he quotes the words of Isaiah at the beginning of his earthly ministry, and he sets a precedent for us as the church in Luke 4. The Spirit of the Lord, the same Spirit that's in this room, is upon me, he said. He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, he's anointed me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord with him as our guide and the head of our church. I've come to tell someone today that you are in a place where healing can and will happen. You are in a place of restoration today. You're in a place where you can be healed, mended, and made whole. You're in a place where the great physician meets with his disciples and his children and those in need of his healing every week, and you are in a place where your life can be put back together again, where you can experience newness of life. You can become a new creation. We don't use the same policies and procedures at the hospital. We don't use the same paddles. But I've seen it with my own eyes. Men and women experience new life and come back to life again as they repent of their sins and they're baptized in the name of Jesus and they receive that wonderful gift of the Spirit of God. Oh, someone, I want to welcome you to the hospital today where you can receive newness of life and life more abundantly. You can receive healing today. You can be made whole today. You can be reconciled and redeemed today. And you may have walked in the house without peace or hope or newness of life, but you can sure walk out of the house with peace and newness of life and more after just one interaction with the Spirit and the presence of God that we feel today. His word says Jesus himself was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we're healed. I want to welcome you to the hospital this morning. You can be healed here. You can be restored here. You can be mended here. You can receive the power of God here. And furthermore, you don't have to hide your ailment or your infirmity here. You know, I notice myself when I go to hospitals in particular, when I go to one of those emergency rooms, I walk in there with my upset stomach, my sinus infection, thinking I need some kind of ER doctor. I'm getting better. I'll sit there with all the other people waiting to get into a room to be checked out. And you know, I've noticed pretty much every one of them, they're either sick or they're wounded or they got some kind of ailment or pain. What an amazing observation. Everyone that shows up to that ER, that hospital, aside from the staff and those who care for the sick, they're all broken people. They're all in need of help. This may not blow our minds today, but I've noticed hospitals are for broken people. Hospitals are primarily for people in need of healing and restoration. In fact, it's part of the inherent nature of a hospital to care for and to welcome the sick and the broken. I read this straight from a hospital mission statement the other day. It says, at St. Michael's Hospital, we recognize the value of every person and we serve others with compassion. I thought that could be a mission statement for a local church because we do the same thing. We recognize the value of every person, broken or not, and we serve them with compassion. It's part of the nature of the hospital. See the broken mended, the fragmented healed. Likewise, it's part of the nature of the church to see the same, to see lives and families healed in the broken life mended. Hospitals are for broken people. And this spiritual hospital exists for the same. That being the case this morning, you don't have to hide your brokenness, your sickness, your infirmity in the church, just like you wouldn't hide them in the hospital. You don't have to be ashamed that you showed up saying, Lord, I need some healing today. You don't have to hide your weakness or your infirmity here. You don't have to conceal what you've been carrying in your heart and in your mind for all this time. You don't have to hide your past. You don't have to hide your condition, your regrets, or your blemishes, because no matter the extent or the degree of them, you are in the presence of a great physician. And Hebrews 4 says he already sees what you're going through, sees your brokenness. Verse 12 says he's a discerner, or the word is a discerner of what's in the heart. And then verse 13 says there's no creature or person hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. He already knows what you're struggling with. He knows what sickness or ailment you walked in with. And not only that, but by his own admission, you're the reason it came in the first place. I'm paraphrasing. In our text, he said, those who are well don't need a physician. They're perfect. Don't need a healer or a mender. Instead, I have not come to call the righteous or the seemingly perfect. I've come to call the broken, the lost, the destitute, and the sinner. In other words, if you're broken today, you are in the right place. If you're discouraged today, you came to the right hospital. If you're in need of grace and redemption, you came to the right physician today. If you're in need of healing and salvation, you came to the right location. And beyond that, you are not disqualified because of your ailment or your blemish. Instead, you're in the right place today. You came to the right place. You found the right hospital, and you can be healed today. I tell people all the time, we are not a museum of perfect people. I will be the first to admit it. We are a hospital for broken people. You don't have to be ashamed of the fact that you need some healing and some help today, especially in light of the reality that this is a spiritual hospital. In fact, I've seen it multiple times in those same ER rooms. Someone will come in the doors, and they'll just yell out, hey, I need some help. Need a doctor here. Need a nurse. Nurse, can you help me? Need some help here. You go into a hospital, you're not ashamed to say, yeah, I could use some help. This morning, you ought to do whatever you got to do to get in touch with the physician today. You got to stand to your feet and say, you know what, God? Yeah, I'm here. I need some help. I need some healing today. I need a physician today. I need that God who's never lost a battle. I need him. I didn't show up to the hospital today with everything figured out. I've got a wound. I've got a scar. I've got a past that needs covered. I've got sins that need washed away. I need help today. I need a physician. I need healing today. Well, I wonder, why don't we just pause right now? I feel that in the Holy Ghost. If you need help, you ought not wait any longer. Would you just lift a hand to heaven? If you're in need of any kind of healing right now, would you call on that great and caring and compassionate physician? Would you call on him for healing? God, I need help. I'm desperate, God. I'm not willing, Lord, to wait on protocol. I'm not willing, God, but I need a healing touch before I leave here today. I came to the hospital with a need, Lord. My family's struggling. I'm struggling. I've got some things in my heart I need you to heal. I've been carrying far too long. Oh, that's all right. Would you lift your hands across this place? Someone could receive healing right here. Someone could receive some mending right here. God ain't waiting on me. He's not waiting on my notes. He's waiting on some of us to get a little desperate and say, God, I don't got it all figured out. I'm broken today. I need healing today. I need deliverance today. I need a great physician who already sees what I'm going through. He already sees my ailment, and he's moved by it. Oh, Jesus, we need you today. We need healing today. We need your help today. We are desperate. Oh, why don't we just look at this like that ER room? Say, I need some help. Can you point me in the direction of the physician today? I need some healing in my heart. I need some healing in my life. My family members and unsaved loved ones need some healing, and I'm willing to stand in the gap for them and yell out and say, God, Jesus, Jesus. 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 If we truly look at this like a place where we can be healed. If I knew, and if I'd call on the name of the Lord, right in the middle of the preaching, right in the middle of the schedule, right in the middle of the protocol. But if I just get desperate enough to stand on my feet and say, God, I got to have some of you today, Lord. I came in broken, but I believe what he's saying, that I can leave healed. If we get desperate enough, maybe to stand up and step out in an aisle or something, if we knew we could be healed, I believe there's faith already in the room, but I believe God's ready to get someone's attention right now and get a hold of someone right now. I believe God's ready to heal someone right now, someone that is desperate enough to say, God, I don't know what I'm doing here, but I know you're a physician. I know you can heal. You've healed me before. You can do it again. You've healed my family. You can do it again. You've been a mender before. Why don't you mend it again? Oh, if you're desperate, if you need healing, why don't you just lift a hand right now and begin to pray. Begin to speak in other tongues if you've got to. Be led of the Spirit of God. He just got us hovering here because God can do it. God is not limited to my notes. God can move right here and touch someone's life. You are in a hospital today. You're in a safe place today. You're in a place where the physician is ready to meet with you today. Oh, Jesus. Someone nearby you is reaching out and praying. Why don't you stand and go to them right now? Just be the body of Christ. Would you lay hands in an appropriate way on someone that needs healing today? God's ready to pour it out right here. You're not put off by this desperation, Lord. Oh, but you're drawn to it. You're drawn to a broken and a contrite spirit. I wonder if the body could just be the body right now. If you don't mind standing across this place and going and find someone to lay hands on, someone to pray for. God's ready to move here in this moment. There's healing that can take place in this moment. There's restoration that can happen right here. God can deliver someone right here. There's healing happening across the room in the name of Jesus. There's wounds and scars that have been buried in the heart of men and women that God's ready to heal right here and right now. There's things you didn't even know about. Oh, there's a redeemer in the room. There's a savior. There's a healer. Oh, don't be afraid to pray in the Holy Ghost. Don't be afraid to be led by the Holy Ghost. It could be your prayer. The prayer of a believer. The prayer of faith says can save the sick and heal the sick. Why don't you go and pray a prayer of faith? Why don't you go and speak to an ailment or an infirmity, knowing that God is moved by him? Oh, Jesus. For those who may be waiting, I'm feeling like this is our altar call right now. God's ready to do it right now. God's ready to pour out his spirit right now.